And this is What Will People Think with Paula Moran. It's such a deep pattern, such a deep lifelong pattern that began early in life and continues until it's changed later in life. As children, we take in everything our parents do and then make determinations from their actions and their words. Most importantly, we determine their love for us. This pattern holds so much weight in how we express ourselves in the world. It's part of the core patterning of feeling worthy of love. It's about loving the self in the most fundamental ways. It's the pattern that either gave us the permission to be true to our own selves or not. And if you were raised Catholic or Christian, this pattern holds energy, a lot more energy in your life. So let's begin and open the field, open your energy field by tapping your heart. If you're new to my work, I just want you to know that I don't make any judgment about anything. To me, it's just energy. Oftentimes, I yawn or use the word interesting. Like, it is a very interesting pattern. And if I can't get you to release, because I'm going to be tapped into your higher selves, then I'll ask you to go through a visualization with me. So once again, tap your heart, and let's open up our heart energy. And if you have a challenging time doing that on command, you can imagine your awareness or a golden light in your mind, and that golden light drops down into your heart like a sanctuary or an elevator. And then the doors open. Energize your space with your heart energy. Just imagine this golden light or pink or green light coming out of your heart and into the room or space that you are in. Try to keep your back straight as possible, but your body not rigid. And breathe very deeply into the body. As you open up your heart and you allow that heart energy to come out, just breathe very deeply into the physical body. Imagine being 100% free to be you. What thoughts or feelings or ideas do you have to let go of to be you? Thoughts are like hooks. They hook into the mind. Breathing very deeply, very nicely and rhythmically. And tap your heart a few times. Just real gently. You could even just tap the energy in front of your heart. We're going to begin here with the idea of releasing control. But this control piece that's associated with this pattern, what will people think, pretty deeply buried, pretty much what controls, or let's see if I could find another word, it's almost like what guides this pattern to stop us from doing what we want or being who we are. It's a deep pattern of control. The mind is really controlling what we do or how we do it because of a deep-seated fear, which we'll get to in a minute. So we're going to release here. So anyone holding on to this control, we're going to release and delete. So again, how the mind creates thoughts is by hooking onto them. And that's how the repetitiveness gets created over and over again. So we're going to release the control. We're going to unhook the mind from control. And actually what I see is like a spiraling energy, like coming out. It's almost like a suction spiral that comes out. Perfect. So we're going to create the spirals, create the spin on that control pattern, and keep it spinning as we move on. And you might feel the energy spinning throughout the healing, feel a little disorientated, or your body might begin to rock, and that's all part of the healing. And we're going to release here the idea of stubbornness, being defiant and stubborn. Anyone holding on to this idea, stubborn, defiant, we're going to release and delete. So again, it's a pretty deep rooted pattern. So it looks like the pattern is starting to unwind clockwise here. So it's like, it almost feels like it's a suction kind of energetic, like it's stuck in there and we're going to pull that energy out and then start to spiral it out. Sometimes what happens here is that the mind, a lot of thoughts come up in the mind about being stubborn, defiant, or controlling. Just try not to latch on to them again. Latching on would be something like, why did this show up again? Or I thought I released all this stuff. That's a reattachment of the pattern or of the thoughts in the mind. Now tap your heart a couple times. We're just going to keep that field open. And we're going to release the idea of stubbornness and defiance. Perfect. And then here we're going to go into this idea of being frightened. The child, because of the actions of the parents, the child gets frightened by the words or the actions of the parents, especially if they're very abrupt and curt. Terror, kind of energetic that goes on. And we're going to start to release all that terror, T-E-R-R-O-R, terror, that the child is, it's almost like a frozen kind of pattern, like the child got frozen in those words, whatever those words were coming from the parents. And here what's coming up is this idea that, you know, the child's innocent and doing her or his thing. A loud voice comes, a reprimand, and it freezes the child in his or her tracks. There you go. Tap your heart for me a couple times. We're going to release and delete the idea of being frightened or frozen or terrified. Good. We're going to unwind that. We're going to spiral that out and let that keep spiraling out as we move forward. I'm going to release anger. In this kind of scenario is that the child was innocent and vulnerable, playing, doing her or his thing. There was a reprimand, scared the child. Then it made the child angry. Like that, and of course the child couldn't act out because then the parent then put another demand onto the child. Anger, that it almost feels like a pent-up, deep, deep anger that the child is holding on to. Or holding on to. And you would know that if you get triggered often, like, you know, simple things trigger you in your life. I would release that anger, that deep-rooted anger. That's all spiraling out of the solar plexus, second chakra. We'll just let that go and spiral out. We're going to release here being perfect in an imperfect world. So this pattern really breeds the idea of perfectionism, being perfect, even though the world is not perfect. How that might show up in a life is, you know, trying to run ahead of something or someone so you won't get criticized. Release the idea of being perfect in an imperfect world. So we're going to release and delete. We'll dissolve that pattern through all the subtle body fields. And we'll move here to mother issues and the mom. There's a lot going on here with the mother. So just a blanket release on the mother. We'll release and delete any issues that want to release here attached to the mother. We're going to get real specific in a minute. Let's just see if there's any surface stuff coming up here. So let's imagine like you're dusting off a little throw rug and you take it out and you whip it a couple times to get the dust off. That's kind of what I want to do here with this mother, these mother issues. It's like we're taking a little rug and we're just going to fling it to get the top dust off. So any random mother issues that we don't address, let's release and delete them. Tap your heart for me a few times. The obedient piece. Being obedient, otherwise you'll be criticized. So being overly obedient, being, you know, too frightened to do anything else, or mister, too frightened to really do anything else because of the criticism. And criticism to a child is very pointed. It's like a million needles coming at that child. Release and delete that. All that criticism. Good. Well, keep that moving, that criticism. We're going to go deeper into it and release the fear of being ridiculed, which is very similar to being criticized. So we're going to release the fear of ridicule. So sometimes ridicule is attached to feeling small, insignificant. So release the fear of ridicule and insignificant. Tap your heart for me about 5 or 6 times. We're going to release and delete through all the fields. We're going to unhook the mind from the idea of being ridiculed. And then we're going to go here and release the fear of being judged. And tap your heart again a couple times. Fear of being judged. We'll release and delete, cross all the fields. And we'll let go of that pattern here. We're going to release this idea of diverting from the mother's criticism because it hurts so much. And then actually we had no recourse. What that would mean is that the child tries to be really good or obedient. We did some of this a few minutes ago. You know, we try to become one step ahead of her so that she doesn't criticize us. And because it hurts so much. Here with mothers and their children, such a deep relationship between the mother and the child. And the mothers often don't explain things to the children. They just assume that somehow the child knows. So the mothers criticize, but then don't give a recourse. Why are they criticizing the child, or why are they judging the child? This is where the child determines that the mom or the dad does not love them. In these kind of situations, because it hurts so much. And tap your heart again a couple times, please. And we're going to release here this word, hate the mother. Release hating the mother. It almost feels like a despise the mom. And we're going to release and delete. And through all the fields, so we're going to release and delete. So this is like a hook in the mind hooks on. So this is part of that diverting from the mother's criticism because it hurts so much. And then the retaliation from the child to the mother is that she hates or he hates the mom. You know, the child saying to the mom, I hate you. And release that anger, that hate, despise. Where the child didn't have ramifications, you know, they couldn't act out how you were feeling at the particular time. You had to suck it up, and that's where all this is coming from. In an ideal world, it would have been great that the mother or the father gave the child a pillow and said, take out your frustration into that pillow. We could release it here. Is the next step a fear of standing up for yourself? So standing up for me. Meaning you, so fear of standing up for yourself. Fear comes from being ridiculed, judged, and criticized. So now the child's really afraid to stand up for himself or herself. This is part of the core patterning of believing you're worthy of love. The child's already creating a rocky foundation, or the foundation is beginning to crack. So the fear of standing up for self. So this. The child standing on the foundation, their foundation of their life, and the foundation's beginning to crack. And that those cracks are symbolic to how the mind fractures through criticism, ridicule, judgment, anger, being frightened. So we're going to release here the fear of standing up for yourself. If you say that to yourself, fear of standing up for me. That's great. Perfect. And tap your heart for me a couple times. Through the mind field, through the heart, through the meridians, chakras. And the next thing here is fear of failing. So the fear of failing. So we're just going to release here that idea of fear of failing. We're going to release and delete. And then we're going to clear through all the fields, all the subtle body fields. Again, all through the chakras, especially the second chakra, first chakra, and through the meridians. That might be gallbladder and kidneys. Tap your heart. So this fear of failing is attached to the father, the relationship with the father. So we can release and delete issues with the father. We'll just do here a blanket, just like we did with the mother issues, releasing those father issues. So if you have something specific with the dad going on, you could add it right there, your intention, or release father issues. So the next pattern here is fear of being seen in the world, which is associated with the relationship with the father. So fear of being seen in the world. We're going to release and delete. We're going to clear the mind field, the heart field, subtle body field, the meridians, and the chakras. Fear of being seen in the world. And tap your forehead for me a few times. So attached to here, again with the father's fear of speaking. So it could be speaking up for yourself, could be speaking in public. So fear of speaking. We'll release and delete. We'll dissolve it. Attached here is the fear of talking about yourself, or you could use the word me, fear of talking about me. So that's part of the standing up for yourself, fear of talking about yourself. Tap your heart for me a couple times. So fear of talking about yourself, release and delete. And here, fear of your achievements or having achievements. Fear that somebody might criticize you for having achievements. The fear of being criticized attached to your achievements. Here also be that you could do better. So the fear of having that you're so happy that you have the achievements, that's part of that ridicule, judgment, and criticism from the parent, but the fear of having them because you want to have the achievements, but on the other side of the achievements is the phrase, but you can do better. Tap your heart for me a couple times. We're going to go here and clear the idea of resisting change. Tap your heart for me a couple times. Thank you. And then we're going to release and delete the idea of resisting change. Tap your heart for me a couple times. Or release and delete. Dissolve it across all the fields. Resisting change. The fear of standing out. The fear of standing out in life. So here we're coming into the individualization of you. Now you're migrating to an older part of the child's mind. You're going to release and delete. And we'll dissolve that pattern, the fear of standing out. Through all the fields, the subtle body, the chakras. Going to release the idea of fearing your creativity. So you could use the word my creativity, fear of my creativity. And where this began is around 4 or 5 years old, fearing that creativity. Like it almost feels like the child got throttled in her own or his own movement forward. You know, that vulnerable child is wanting to be creative, and the parent is criticizing or saying, you know, you can't do that. What will people think? Draw outside the lines. What will people think? We're going to release here the idea of fearing your create. Tap your heart. We'll release and delete. We'll dissolve it. And we'll release it from the subtle body fields, from the heart, solar plexus, the mind. And what's attached to this whole segment here is fear of looking weak. W-E-A-K. Fear of looking weak. We'll release and delete. Release and delete and dissolve it from the heart, from the mind, subtle body fields, anywhere in which the mind is holding on to that idea. Let's release it. Fear of looking stupid. Fear of looking stupid. Of course, that's attached to that criticism, ridicule, and judgment piece. Here we're going to release the fear of looking stupid. Whoever puts that judgment of stupid on to your actions. There we go. Perfect. Release and delete that. It's a big spiral coming out of that idea, all that fear. There's a big spiral happening on that, all that energy. So here we're going to release the fear of being different. That could be anything physical or emotional, spiritual, mental. So the fear of being different. Release and delete. How the child interprets this is that the child is different than the parents. And that is kind of scary because so the fear of being different. We're going to release and delete. And we'll dissolve that pattern across the mind field and the heart. And attached to here is not feeling like you don't fit into the family or society, what they expect of you. So don't fit in. We'll release this I don't fit in idea. I don't fit in. That's part of fearing being different. I don't fit in. So it's a fear of being different. Okay. And we're going to release and delete that. Just tap your heart for me about 5 or 6 times. Attached here is this idea of fear of not being normal, whatever that might be for you. Fear of not being normal or average. I'm going to release and delete the idea of fear of being normal or average. So that we're going to move here to fear of being truly who I am. I can't be me. Oh, fear of being truly who I am. I can't be me. Fearing the idea of can't be me. We're going to release and delete this across all the fields in the mind and the heart, subtle bodies, through the meridians and the chakras, and through the kidneys and the solar plexus. Fear of being truly who I am. Energy attached to that idea, fear of being who I truly am. I could feel it in my mind, like there's this a lot of yeah buts coming up around that idea. What I call excuses, I can't be this or I can't be that, I'm going to release. So let the mind, just don't hold on to any thoughts. So here we're going, this is part of the resisting change piece, the fear of taking the necessary steps to be yourself, to be you. Fear of taking the steps to be you. So a lot of people say that they want to be different, but then they don't want to make the change or take the steps necessary. So tap your heart a couple times. I'm going to release and delete, taking the necessary steps to be truly you. It's going to come out here, right out of that heart center. And just let that release. Good, perfect. And so we'll dissolve that pattern through the heart and the solar plexus. Go through the kidneys. We're going to release and delete. Here is the release. We're going to release. I'm living my life to please others. We're going to release. I'm living my life to. We're going to release and delete that. Release, I'm living my life to please others. Going into the family business, doing something your father did or your mother did. We're going to release, I'm living my life to please others. Being what you truly want to be. So we're going to release and delete that. So what we're going to do here now is put in some positive. So it's like we've pulled the weeds out of the garden, and now we're going to plant new seeds. So we pulled the weeds, and we're going to rake and sow the garden, plant new ideas, so these ideas can manifest for you. So if you would tap your heart for me a few times, and then tap your third eye just real gently, and then tap the top of your head for me just a few times. And if you can pull your ears on a diagonal till they hurt just a little, the tops of your ears on a diagonal till they hurt just a little bit, and then you could release them. Or if you don't mind pulling them harder, and they hurt a lot, and then release it. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. The first seed we're going to plant out into the field, pretty close to the body, called It's Okay to Make Mistakes. So just say to yourself, it's okay for me to make mistakes. It's okay for me to make mistakes. Perfect. So right behind that is, I don't have all my answers. I don't have all my answers. This idea helps you be okay with whatever choices you make. So it's okay to make mistakes, and I don't have all my answers. Being planted, I live my life. I live my life. You could even imagine that the garden is your garden, your personal garden, and it is how you want to decorate it or how you want it to be. So as you plant these positive intentions into your garden, you will be tending your garden. And this one, it's like almost like a flagpole right at the beginning of the garden that says, I live my life. And right behind it is this idea, I live how I want to live. I live how I want to live. If you're holding any tension, make sure your shoulders are dropped. There's no tension in your solar plexus, your hips, or your hands or arms. I live how I want to live. And say to yourself, I love me. I love me. And tap your forehead for me when you're saying that. I love me. Perfect. Tap your heart for me a couple times. I love me. Here, no one outside of me controls me. No one outside of me controls me. So it's about not giving your power away to anyone. And here again, right at the heart center is I accept me. I accept me. I accept me. Tap your heart a couple times. And right behind it, pretty close to the heart too, is I respect me. I respect me. I respect me. I know what I want. I know what I want. Perfect. Tap your heart. Is I am different and I love it. I am different and I love it. So you would say that to yourself, I am different and I love it. I am different and I love it. And right there too, on the feminine side, is I am strong. I am strong. I am strong. Behind that, I am strong is I know what works for me. I know what works for me. I know what works for me. And then back to the heart, pretty close to the body, I am proud of myself. I am proud of myself. I am proud of myself. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. Perfect. Strong sense of who I am. I have a strong sense of who I am. Or you could say, I have a strong sense of self. And when I see this pattern being planted, I actually see like wooden stakes being put into the ground or poles. So I have a strong sense of self, plant a pole. I have a strong sense of self, plant a pole. So what the pole does is it really pushes it into the mind. So I have a strong sense of who I am. I like me just as I am. I like me just as I am. I like me just as I am. As I appreciate all the things I do for myself. I appreciate all the things I do for myself. I appreciate all the things I do for myself. I like being me. I like being me. Great. Tap your heart a couple times for me, and then your third eye a couple times. I like being me. I like my choices, whatever they are. I like my choices. I like my choices. And then right there, right next to that is I am perfect. I am perfect. Good. And then tap the top of your head for me a couple times. And then tap your heart again a couple times. Is I love me 100%. I love me 100%. I love me 100%. Tap your heart for me about 6 or 7 times, just real gently. And then just close your eyes, or a few seconds actually. And then when you open your eyes, look straight out, like you're looking evenly through both eyes. And you're just going to look at towards the horizon, wherever that might be. We planted new seeds in the garden and let them manifest. You must tend to them all positively. So if anything negatively comes up, just let it go. You don't need to hold on to anything. I'm going to wrap you in brilliant white light. So this white batting, this white beautiful pink and white light all around you. So you feel nice and secure and safe while all these patterns clear. And it can take a couple weeks. So best to not attach your mind to anything. Just let the information be. Something negative comes up, just let it. Imagine it like a fly, and it's going to fly out of your viewfinder. Don't hold on to anything. And then just watch how you're able to meander through your life with better ease and not so worried about what other people think, and stay strong in your own self-worth. So again, I'm just going to wrap some heavy-duty light around this heart center, because this pattern is very, very deep. And it's going to clear out of the heart center and solar plexus, second chakra. Now I'll put a little gold in there so it feels more secure. And just be kind to yourself. And then as this pattern clears, and drink more purified water. Thank you so much. Namaste to you. Namaste. Thank you.